About 100 people gathered in downtown Riverhead on Long Island Sunday to protest the killing of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota at the hands of police. Jessica Opatich of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports.
Vanessa Vasquez Corleone organized a similar protest in 2012 after the death of Trayvon Martin.
All we have to do is meet up, and it could make a difference. If we stand up, another town might stand up, and then another town might stand up, and, you know, something might just happen.
Sunday's protest started with about 30 people meeting at noon, but an hour later that number had swelled to around 100. The peaceful crowd was largely met with support as drivers honked their horns or pumped their fists in the air as they drove by. One person who stood towards the back of the crowd was Ken Miller. He wore a Trump baseball cap, brought his dog with him, and waved an American flag. Miller said he was there to support police and that protesters should move on.
Racism's over. Slavery's over. There's a lot of black people, a black president, for Christ's sake. I mean, who would ever thought that would happen?
Vasquez Corleone disagrees. She fears for the death of her son at the hands of police. Riverhead officials had previously told her to delay the protests, but she said that it needed to be held as the wounds were still fresh. Jessica Opatich, WSHU News.